Good morning. Welcome to our service of morning prayer on Tuesday, May the 5th, 2020. Tomorrow is Wednesday, May the 6th. It's a holy day in the church calendar. St. John, the Apostle and Evangelist. We look forward to having you with us tomorrow. My name is Pastor Kit Greaves, pastor of Christ Church Anglican in Oshawa, and with me is my son, Justin.
Good morning.
Let's take a moment to breathe and to welcome God's Spirit to be with us wherever we are listening and whenever we are listening to this service today. Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us worship. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand.
Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice.
The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us worship.
A reading from Exodus chapter 32, verses 21-34. Moses asked Aaron, "What did these people do that you encouraged them to commit such a serious sin?" "Don't be angry, sir," Aaron answered. "You know that these people are evil. They said to me, 'We don't know what's happened to this Moses who brought us out of Egypt. Make gods for us. They will lead us.' So I told them to take off any gold that they were wearing. They gave it to me. I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf." Aaron had let the people get out of control, and they became an object of ridicule to their enemies. When Moses saw this, he stood at the entrance to the camp and said, "If you're on the Lord's side, come over here to me." Then all the Levites gathered around him. He said to them, "This is what the Lord God of Israel says. Each of you put on your sword. Go back and forth from one end of the camp to the other and kill your relatives, friends, and neighbors." The Levites did what Moses said, and that day about 3,000 people died. Moses said, "Today you are ordained as the Lord's priests. God gave you a blessing today because of each of you fought with your own sons and brothers." The next day Moses said to the people, "You have committed a serious sin. Now I will go up the mountain to the Lord. Maybe I will be able to make a payment for your sin and make peace with the Lord for your sin." So Moses went back to the Lord and said, "These people have committed such a serious sin. They made gods out of gold for themselves. But will you forgive their sin? If not, please wipe me out of the book you have written." The Lord answered Moses, I will wipe out of my book whoever sins against me. Now go, lead the people to the place I told you about. My messenger will go ahead of you. But when I punish, I will punish them for their sin." So the Lord killed people because they had Aaron make the calf. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 45. My heart is stirring with a noble song. Let me recite what I have fashioned for the king. My tongue shall be the pen of a skilled writer. You are the fairest of men. Grace flows from your lips because God has blessed you forever. Strap your sword upon your thigh, O mighty warrior, in your pride and in your majesty. Ride out and conquer in the cause of truth and for the sake of justice. Your right hand will show you marvelous things. Your arrows are very sharp, O mighty warrior. The peoples are falling at your feet, and the king's enemies are losing heart. Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate iniquity. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. All your garments are fragrant with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. And the music of strings from ivory palaces makes you glad. King's daughters stand among the ladies of the court. On your right hand is the queen, adorned with the gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, consider and listen closely. Forget your people and your father's house. The king will have pleasure in your beauty. He is your master, therefore do him honor. The people of Tyre are here with a gift. The rich among the people seek your favor. All glorious is the princess as she enters. Her gown is cloth of gold. In embroidered apparel she is brought to the king, after her bridesmaids follow in procession. With joy and gladness they are brought, and enter into the palace of the king. In the place of fathers, O king, you shall have sons. You shall make them princes over all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered from one generation to another. Therefore nations will praise you forever and ever. Let us pray. Gracious God, your love unites heaven and earth in a new festival of gladness. Lift our spirits to learn the way of joy that leads us to your banquet hall, where all is golden with praise. We ask this through Jesus Christ the Lord.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. From Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church at Thessalonica, united with God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ, goodwill and peace are yours. We always thank God for all you as we remember you in our prayers. In the presence of our God and Father, we never forget that your faith is active, your love is working hard, and your confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ is enduring. Brothers and sisters, we never forget this because we know that God loves you and has chosen you. We know this because the good news we brought came to you not only with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with complete certainty. In the same way, you know what kind of people we were while we were with you and the good things we did for you. You imitated us and the Lord. In spite of a lot of suffering, you welcome God's word with the kind of joy that the Holy Spirit gives. This way, you became a model for all the believers in the province of Macedonia and Greece. From the Lord's word has spread not only through the province of Macedonia and Greece, but also to people everywhere who have heard about your faith in God. We don't need to say a thing about it. They talk about how welcomed us when we arrived. They even report how you turned away from the false gods to serve the real living God, and to wait for the Son to come from heaven. His son is Jesus, whom we brought back to life. Jesus is the one who rescues us from God's coming anger. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A God Who Relents, from the Daily Bible Devotional by F. Lagarde Smith. Exodus 32:14. Then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he threatened. If you hadn't read it, you wouldn't believe it. The God of heaven and earth changing his mind. And all because one human being implored on behalf of other human beings. If there were other gods, God's fickleness is not a rumor you'd want to start among them. What kind of a God changes his mind? Well, actually, the only God there is. The same God who once said he was grieved to have made man. The same God who all but wiped humankind off the face of the earth in the flood. The same God of justice who has every right to punish our disobedience. The same sovereign God who can do whatever he wants, all to his glory. And amazingly, this same sovereign God listened to Moses' impassioned plea and actually acquiesced to it. More amazing still are Moses' bold arguments to God. Moses first reminds him that a pagan world would be delighted to see that Israel's God was no different from all their own gods. Then there was the reminder of God's repeated promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Would he dare break his own promises? Yet, what irony, Moses asking God to change his mind by recalling God's promises not to change his mind. When it comes to his promises to bless, we can be sure that God will never renege. Of course, it would not be a change of mind for him to withhold blessings where he has set conditions we ourselves fail to meet. But when it comes to God's promises to punish or destroy, the picture gets slightly more complicated. For all the times when God punishes precisely as he promised, there are those other times when a merciful God surprises us and relents from imposing what is justly deserved. That's how grace operates in our lives. The persistent, vital question is, have I learned anything from a merciful God about when to keep my promises and when to change my mind? The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Intercessions. In peace we pray to you, Lord. For all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for all those who are alone.
For this community, our country, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
And those working to find a vaccine, treatment for preventing COVID-19 virus around the world. For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, especially our frontline workers, and those encountering or near to the possibility of having exposure to COVID-19. For all who are in sorrow or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Linda, our Senior Bishop for Canada. For Andrew, our diocesan bishop, Priscilla, our area bishop, for all bishops and other ministers, lay and ordained.
For all who serve God and His church.
Christ Church, we particularly remember the book project as the spring light comes through the beautiful stained glass windows. We give thanks for those who are working toward doing a book on the stained glass. For those who will meet regarding stewardship this week, that we might be good stewards of all God's gifts to us, including our financial gifts, God, you might direct us and help us, especially as we're not able to meet together as we normally would. For our outreach ministries and those who are supporting them at Gate 316, the cornerstone, particularly your backdoor mission, and those who are providing for it, and those who have provided socks and non-perishable food items, we give thanks, Lord, for those people's generosity. For our worship together online, our music ministry, and our planning for the month of May and into the summer and beyond.
children's, youth, and pastoral care ministry with all ages, particularly with seniors and those who are shut in, that God's encouragement, God's joy, and spirit would be with each of us wherever we find ourselves. For our own needs and those of others, we pray for the Primates Rural Development Fund, the work that is continuing in economically challenging times, and the economic and financial support to the Primates Rural Relief and Development Fund. Those have asked us to pray for loved ones, especially for Jen, who's expecting in July, and Clarissa, expecting in June. Rita's sister-in-law, who is facing chemotherapy in her cancer treatments, and a young Noah, who is facing cancer as well, 18-year-old. For Nancy's friend, who is living with breast cancer, for treatments for her and Bill. For Joanne's dad and mom, and all those who are in a vulnerable age in seniors' homes or in retirement homes or nursing homes, and those who care for them. Mary Aldridge, for Mike receiving physio on his back, for Haley, Eddie, our neighbor, or Hugh, and others known to us we might mention silently or aloud at this time. Hear us, Lord.
Your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life, for the spring season coming along, and for sunshine and the joy of friendship and worship together, having a life of service toward others, thinking beyond ourselves, but also finding the time to rest. We exalt you, O God, our King,
and praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all those who have died in the peace of Christ, and for those whose faith is known to you alone, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect for the fourth Sunday of Easter in this particular week, the Good Shepherd week. O God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do your will, and work in us that which is well-pleasing in your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow, and Zoom is tomorrow as well, Wednesday. And the topic for Zoom tomorrow, for those who can join us for virtual coffee hour, is beauty. When have you experienced beauty? Felt it, heard it, tasted, and reflecting on beautiful things in our life tomorrow on Zoom. Have a beautiful day. See you tomorrow.